I fought sleep as long as I could, but there are two powerful forces in this world that a dog can't resist. The first is sleep, and I don't remember the second one. So yes, my struggle against the forces of sleep was doomed to fail, and after minutes and minutes of fighting to stay awake, I must have slipped the surly bonds of life and sailed out into the misty harbor of delicious sleep. It was wonderful. All the weeks and weeks of sleepless nights, all the cares and worries of running the security division, all the frayed nerves and knotted muscles melted away like something. Mothballs in a pouring rain, I suppose, or maybe snowballs in a pouring rain. Sugar cubes in a cup of hot tea. Graham crackers in a glass of milk. They all melted away, is the point, and there for a few moments I felt myself. Suddenly a voice cut through the silence. Hank, I'm back! I jacked myself up to a sitting position and began the back-breaking process of cranking open my eyelids. There stood Drover, grinning, happy, and dumb, and wig-wagging his stub tail. Werewolves wear rumple buckets. You just left. How could you be back so snooze? Well, I made friends with the turkeys and got them to tell me everything. Talkies, what are you turking about? Turkeys, wild turkeys. See, you sent me on an important mission to incinerate the turkeys, and I did, and now I'm back. Yes, of course. Be still a minute and let me think. And stop wagging your tail.